the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 16 August 2016. Well, there are a lot of people in politics today that are really, and I mean really, scared for their political future. Or should I put it another way? They are afraid that their feeding trough is going to be removed. You know, it's a lucrative business going into politics in America. Just take a look at some of the deals that have been struck. Hey, if you just serve one term as Congress critter, guess what you get? You get a lifetime benefits. You get paid for life. Why? We should have, if they were operating constitutionally, literally, not only at the Fed, but at the state level, we could have part-time legislatures. You know, for a bunch of greedy, undermining, treasonous individuals, why give them all that time to do their deed? Well, old slackjaw, Mitch McConnell, you know, one of the people that have been really against Trump, because Trump is saying that in Washington, you are awash in crime and corruption. No better illustration of recent memory, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. And it's been interesting to watch this. Going after Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, but the Bush-Clinton crime family, the Bushes have been kind of left aside. They're not talked about too much. It was, for me, it was fun to watch old Daddy Bush in his little wheelchair giving the Illuminati throat cut to Donald Trump. I think he was a little bit premature on that. You have absolutely, folks, no idea. And you wouldn't know by the rigged and fixed polls in this country. Now, that kind of statement, oh, yeah, the rigged polls in this country. People don't understand who these people are, who's paying them, who's in the loop, who's the favored sons and daughters of Crime USA. And this is huge. This is the one gigantic chasm, this big gap, finally, that has opened up. And if you got the courage to peek over the edge and to peek into that abyss, oh, brother, it's rather smelly. Now, Mitch McConnell, being the good conservative, been in Washington, D.C., God knows how long, 90 pounds of cocaine discovered on boat owned by the family of Mitch McConnell, the majority leader of U.S. Senate. Cocaine, you say? Mitch McConnell is the majority leader of the U.S. Senate. McConnell fast-tracked the PROMESA bill through the Senate. He made sure that minimum wage cut to $4.25 and the installation of a powerful financial control board went through quickly. Always work for your masters. with virtually no debate and no amendment. It's therefore really, really ironic that Mitch McConnell has been linked to the distribution and sale of 90 pounds of cocaine. Say it isn't so. Well, evidently it is. A boat was recently detained before leaving Colombia. During the search, Colombian Coast Guard discovered 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 neatly wrapped packages. The vessel is named Ping Mei and one of 16 ships operated by the Foremost Maritime Corporation, FMC. Well, FMC is owned by Mitch McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. But the Chows are a little bit more than just family. They also make huge donations to McConnell's political campaigns. For almost 30 years, since the late 80s, the Chow family has bankrolled Senator Mitch McConnell. When McConnell married Elaine Chow in 1993, the Chow family lavished him with the ginormous gifts. I like that word, ginormous. In 2008, a gift from the Chow family of between $5 and $25 million made McConnell one of the richest politicians in the country. Congressional financial disclosure reports only requires dollar ranges. Keep that in mind, not exact dollar amounts. McDonald reported a gift of between $5 and $25 million in his 2008 report. Well, which is it? Is it $5 million? Is it $10 million? Is it $25 million? Well, they just have to have a range. Shockingly, McConnell is an alleged anti-drug warrior. He sponsored the 1996 Enhanced Marijuana Penalties Act, which would increase the mandatory minimum sentence for people caught with marijuana. He also firmly opposes any form of legalized marijuana. And that's because the states are getting the taxes now, not the federal government. In other words, McConnell's family has been financing his Senate campaigns with cocaine drug profits so that McConnell can go to Washington to wage war on guess what? You guessed it, drugs. The same hypocrisy exists in Puerto Rico's shipping industry, just like Washington, D.C. is also teeming with corruption. Between 2008 and 2013, six shipping executives with major responsibilities in the Puerto Rico shipping industry were sentenced to federal prison. They committed multiple felonies, conspiring to fix shipping rates and allocating cargo amongst the three companies which employed them. So, you see, folks, the war continues. Meanwhile, McConnell continues in Washington. The most powerful man in the U.S. Senate is fighting a war on drugs while his family sells cocaine to keep him in office. And if you look back, you know, the often used term Hegelian dialectic, but it is true. There has never been a concerted effort to stop major drug shipments from coming into this country. Why? Because everybody is bought off and paid for. You follow the grains of cocaine on this happy little snowy trail, and there's a lot of people with their hands in that pot. A lot. Local county sheriffs, police chiefs, county officials, state officials, federal officials, holy mackerel. If they just concentrated on the corruption that the drugs have caused in this country, and more importantly, who's involved, we could probably spend the next 2 years just talking about that. You know, I find it odd that with this Mac Daddy of Hegelian principle, you create the problem. Look how bad it is. Look how drugs are destroying America. Look what it's doing to our inner cities. Almost sounded like Walter Cronkite there for a second. But it has given a toehold for the formation of the police state. If you can point to one single thing, now it's terrorism, of course, but if you, in the past, if you can point to one thing that was the foundation for the house of the police state, it's been the war on drugs. But everybody's dirty in it. everybody is dirty. Keep the police state going. Keep the threat going. Just like... Has anybody pondered the question why nobody has heard anything out of Rahm Emanuel since he left the Obama White House and became mayor of Chicago? You hear almost nothing about Rahm Emanuel. You know, here is the guy that made the statement, you know, you never let a chaotic situation go to waste. There's always an angle. Well, here's the angle with Rahm Emanuel. If you want to know why so many people are dying in Chicago, is because Rahm Emanuel, he's running the show with his little corrupt police department over there. They're running the show. Well, it's really running the no-show. Because you've not seen any decrease in violence. Now, I can throw numbers and statistics at you. You already know them. You know, I used to make snide comments about you can't walk around Chicago without tripping over a body. And that's literally the truth. But I've had some people that would argue that. Well, just take a look at the numbers. But here's Rahm Emanuel's deal. He is there to allow this to happen. Now, we saw hints of it in Philadelphia. What happened there? Well, we've been talking to the feds. You start hearing for the first time about a federalized police department, about the United States government taking over the police in this country. Because of this gun violence, and this is the one thing that media is, it's told not to report or you lose your job. We're not going to go into the reasons why there's gun violence. We're just going to demonstrate how violent things are and how just ineffectual and just hapless, just everything that we try, it never accumulates to any problem solving, ever. Now, for even the casual observer that has looked at gun violence in this country, it is black against black. The adult conversation needs to take place. Do you have that, Mike, do you have that sheriff's video? Here, for the first time that I have seen publicly stated, aside from Donald Trump, that got national attention, was the county sheriff up there in Wisconsin. Go ahead and play the clip. Listen to what he's saying.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and right now police are bracing for a third night of dangerous protests. Riots erupting the past two nights in response to a deadly police shooting of an armed black man. Last night, gunshots ringing out in three different locations and seven police officers injured. Tonight, there is a 10 p.m. curfew. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark goes on the record. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Greta?
I'm fine. I know you got trouble out there, though, Sheriff. Tell me what you were expecting tonight.
Well, first of all, this curfew put by the mayor is a little misleading. First of all, there's already a curfew every night of the week for people under the age of 18. It's at 11 o'clock. So he moves it back to 10 o'clock, which is not going to help. And we're having a big problem with rowdy juveniles after the sun goes down, after dark sets in. So that doesn't really help. But, you know, that's kind of what we get from Mayor Barrett. Here's the problem. The people think that a police shooting causes riots. It's an igniter, but it doesn't cause riots. The social order collapsed in Milwaukee Saturday night. That led to tribal behavior. Tribal behavior leads to the rule of law being placed by the law of the jungle. That's what we're seeing in these riots here. Looting, gunshots, indiscriminate gunshots, rioting, arson, so on and so forth. This Milwaukee could be a case study in how damaging progressive liberal policies have been to the city of Milwaukee. They've created an underclass here. We have entrenched poverty in the city of Milwaukee. We have failing schools. We have dysfunctional families, broken homes. We have massive unemployment. We have questionable lifestyle choices. Those are the ingredients. I sit back in Ferguson. This could be any urban area in America, not just Ferguson. The same pathologies, brought on by the growth of the welfare state, which leads to government dependency. Then all of a sudden, when people get frustrated, and they do, and they get angry, and then you have a flashpoint like a police shooting, and then things erupt. Until this city, Tom Barrett, and the political class, a liberal Democrat political class, addresses these urban pathologies, this stuff's going to happen every time there's a police shooting. It's going to happen in other cities across America, as we've seen.
You know what enrages me, on top of a lot of reasons to be enraged, is this, is that all these politicians have gotten money from the federal government, whether it's to fix schools or to try to help with some of these social ailments of job, unemployment, everything. And they have failed so demonstrably. The failure has been so incredible. So then when you have these flashpoints and there's something erupts, what do? We send the police in, and now all of a sudden the police get blamed about whatever the problem is. When the police, their job is not to take care of these social problems that create these fertile environments for all these problems. And so, you know, I tip my hat to the police, and I think it's very disappointing these local politicians going back generations and what a mess they've made of these cities.
Well, they're already asking for federal money right now. That call has already been put out. They exploit these situations like this to ask for federal money, to ask for state money. The state money does come in. The federal money comes in. But as you mentioned, Greta, nothing changes. That money never reaches the poor who are living life at the bottom. It goes to special interests here. What happened to the $1 trillion stimulus package that was designed for urban reconstruction? The other day, Jesse Jackson said, not enough money is being spent on urban reconstruction. And I had to laugh. I literally laughed. I said, where did the stimulus money go? He should call President Obama and he should ask him, where did that money go? Why didn't it reach those at the bottom of the rung? I mean, that's the question that needs to be asked. This isn't about money. They've created a welfare state here. They want status quo. They meaning this progressive movement. It's not synonymous with Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. You look at any other urban area with a ghetto, Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and other cities, it's the same thing. And then the police think, like you said, come along, have to do what they have to do, and then all of a sudden it's the fault of the police. We're working on the wrong thing. This is pathetic. I'm from Milwaukee, and it sickens me.
Sheriff, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck tonight. I know when the sun goes down there, the risk rises tonight. Anyway, Sheriff, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Greta Van Susteren. Thank you, Greta. Not a whole lot of comment there after what the chief said there. I'm sorry, the county sheriff, David Clark. Not much comment. He said it all. We have the federal government with the Department of Education running the whole shebang for all 50 states and all of our kids in school. Yeah, how's that worked out for us? And I would dare say, I'm sorry I didn't hear Hillary Clinton say this, but I heard Donald Trump say it. Said, you know what? This school business needs to be turned back to the states. Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, a state controlling their own school system with the curriculum that they want to put in there that you're paying for, and they're wasting time, money, and energy. But more importantly, they're wasting your children's lives. Life is not always easy. Life sometimes can be hard. Sometimes life can be downright damn difficult. But it's the problems that keep cropping up that seem to prevent anybody from moving forward on anything, to correct anything at all. And I would dare say that, okay, you got the state running the schools now. What about county control of their schools? What about starting competitively, trying to outdo the next guy in the next county or the next state? States are businesses now. How do you invite people in to move their family and get a job in another state? Schools is the number one consideration for a lot of families. More on this after the break, folks. There's more to the eye than that. I mean, there's more to the story than your.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Before I go any further here, I want to play the companion video, and I want you to listen closely, and fair warning, there's some foul language here, but I want you to get the full depth and the breadth of this. So, for the next, how long is that clip? 20-second clip. So, for the next 20 seconds, run out of the room, send your children out. But this needs to go unedited. I'm not going to censor this, because you need to hear the words that are being spoken. Go ahead and run the clip.
Oh, everything! So is Mama, y'all sorry for her loss. Burning down shit ain't gonna help nothing. Y'all burning down shit we need in our community. Take that shit to the suburbs. Burn that shit down. We need our shit. We need our weed. I don't wear it, weed? But we need it.
Did... Oh, weave. I thought you said weed. Well, you know, for years, you know, people would always ask the question, you know, when people riot, why do they burn their own neighborhoods down? Well, evidently, she's got the cure here. Go burn their stuff down. There's only one problem with that. They wouldn't be facing the police. They would be facing armed homeowners. And while you're talking about burn their stuff down, you'd be too busy dodging bullets. Now, I'm not suggesting that's what needs to take place. This whole inner city madness has to be stopped. the continual welfare state funding failure year at trillions of dollars, folks. Trillions of dollars have been wasted on the welfare state under the guise of helping the poor and downtrodden. You've got somebody with a life ring sitting in your swimming pool demanding that you keep throwing them life preservers to keep them from drowning. We need more stuff. No, you don't. You need a sense of taking control of your own lives. If your life matters, demonstrate to yourself, to your family, what's left of it, that stuff really does matter. Now, if that's going to be a rude awakening, cutting off the funding or making it difficult to be on the nanny state, well, so be it. Schools, with underperforming schools, why? Well, they've got discipline problems, don't they? Yes, they certainly do. I saw this more than 30 years ago at the high school I attended for 1 year, Sandusky High School. When my sisters were attending that school, you didn't have students that talked back. You didn't have the, I don't want to call it social degeneracy, but let's just keep it under the guise of school discipline. It existed. It was real. You didn't cross the line. Bad things would happen to you if you crossed the line. I'm in grade school. You didn't step out of line when you're in grade school because you ended up with Mr. Bauman in the garage and he had his little leather strap tanning your backside. And it wasn't so much that you got cracks, as they used to call it. It was the embarrassment of being called out by the teacher, go see Mr. Bauman. The entire class knew what was coming next. And as you gingerly sat back down in your seat after justice had been served, you were the ridicule of the class. Changes need to be made, and they will be made. But you've got to crack this socialist... I don't even know what to call it anymore, folks. I mean, I really don't. It's frustrating being a talk show host and not be able to get the phraseology or the words to aptly describe what you're actually feeling. I mean, it has gone beyond description. When I got to that ninth grade in that Sandusky High School, that was 50 years ago. I saw it happening then. Now, every school, every public school is out of control and they can't teach. The environment is not there. The will to learn is not there anymore. These are your children, folks. These are your children.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out the school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what they said the Constitution.
School, reading, writing, and arithmetic. What were people's solutions when public schools got so bad? Well, I'm going to put my kid in a private school, or I'm going to put him in a charter school, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do, or I'm going to homeschool. And that's great if you can afford to do it, because you're already paying for the public school. You're already being taxed for that public school. So now you're going to keep paying those taxes and then have to pay out for a private school. You know, there's been a lot of talk, school vouchers and this, that, and the other. That's fine. It does nothing to fix the rudimentary problem that is staring everybody in the face. It's because the system doesn't like competition. It likes control. And what is happening to our children? Man, you already know the answer to that one. So here we are. I've got to commend David Clark for saying what he said. I've said this repeatedly. It's time for adults to have adult conversations. Forget this race crap. Forget it. Forget it. This is a tool that's being used to put a wedge between us. And I dare say in this country, where you started to see positive change start to happen, the ghettos being cleaned out of the riffraff and the problems, schools being rebuilt, businesses building businesses again in the inner city, Hell, you can't even escape to the malls anymore now, can you? That's right. I miss being a child. I miss my downtown, where people used to go when they didn't have anything better to do. They'd go window shopping. They'd go have a Sunday with their kids. You get out of the park, the little popcorn wagon sitting there. You get some popcorn. Hell, we had a fountain. It was replete with goldfish. Get out there and drop some popcorn in the fountain and watch the fish eat. It was relaxing. It was life. You didn't feel threatened. You lived life at a slower pace, just doing nothing. And it was enjoyable. My God. But not anymore. Fear everywhere. Tensions building. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Stuff it. I'm tired of it. It comes round about with the people that have claimed that they're know-it-alls. They're the end-all, be-all of all of our problems. When most of this stuff can be tracked back to what? Federal control. And I'm telling you, just as I said at the top of the program, old Rahm Emanuel is doing his job in Chicago. He's doing his job by doing absolutely nothing. They want federalization of police, folks. They want the police state to continue. I want to see all their military stuff gone. I want to see their police practices gone. That they're all gearing up in battle gear and taking battlefield positions and blah. Come on, man. Come on. The greatest threat to our freedom is a government of scoundrels, spies, thieves, and killers. John Whitehead knocks it out of the park. And believe it or not, there are still good professors in colleges. No, they have not been all eliminated. There are some still out there that know what they're looking at and will speak up. Lawrence Lessig over at Harvard, there's nothing more dangerous than a government of many, of the many being controlled by the few. Federalism. The U.S. government remains the greatest threat to our freedoms. The systemic violence perpetrated by agents of the government has done more collective harm to the American people and our liberties than any single act of terror. And that's the new boogeyman. That's the brand new something we got to fight against. Oh, we're losing the fight. We've got to gear up and fight harder. And you got to give up more freedoms and liberties. Because look at all these terrorists. Really? More than terrorism, more than domestic extremism, more than gun violence and organized crime, the U.S. government has become the greatest menace to life, liberty, and property of its citizens than any so-called dangers from which the government claims to protect us from. This is how tyranny rises and freedom falls. Battlefield America, the book that Whitehead wrote, The War on the American People. When the government views itself as superior to the citizenry, when it no longer operates for the benefit of the people, when the people are no longer able to peaceably reform their government, when government officials cease to act like public servants, when elected officials no longer represent the will of the people, when the government routinely violates the right of the people and perpetrates more violence against the citizenry than the criminal class itself, when government spending is unaccountable and unaccounted for, when the judiciary acts as courts of order rather than justice, and when the government is no longer bound by the laws of the Constitution, guess what? You no longer have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And what we got here is a government of wolves. Make no mistake about this. But even worse than that, we're now being ruled by the government of scoundrels, spies, thugs, thieves, gangsters, ruffians, rapists, extortionists, bounty hunters, battle-ready warriors, and cold-blooded killers who communicate using a language of force and oppression. Take a look at what's going on out there, folks. Take a look at what's going on when you have social unrest. What is the number one tool the police use? Oh, let's get out the riot gear. Oh, let's get the MRAPs out there. Oh, let's get the... Yeah. Rather than going to the core of the problem and solving the problem, this is what we're getting. More belligerence, more heavy-handedness, more oppression, more BS. Let's just put it plain and simple. Does the government pose a danger to you and your loved ones? Let the facts speak for themselves. We're being held at gunpoint by government of soldiers, a standing army, if you will. And while Americans are being made to jump through an increasing number of hoops in order to exercise their Second Amendment right to even own a gun, the government is arming its own civilian employees to the hilt with guns, ammunition, military-style equipment, authorizing them to make arrests, and training them in military tactics. Among the agencies being supplied with night vision equipment, body armor, hollow point bullets, shotguns, drones, assault rifles, LP gas cannons. Who's the recipient? People that work at the Smithsonian, for God's sakes, at the U.S. Mint, Health and Human Services, at the IRS, the FDA, the Small Business Administration, the Social Security Administration, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, really? The Education Department, the Energy Department, Bureau of Engraving and Printing, and an assortment of public universities. There are now reportedly more bureaucratic, non-military, government civilian arms armed with high-tech deadly weapons than the U.S. Marines. That doesn't even begin to touch the government's arsenal, the transformation of local police into extensions of the military, and the speed at which this nation could be locked down under martial law depending on the circumstance. Clearly, the government is preparing for war, and a civil war at that, but who's the enemy? We're being robbed blind by a government of thieves. America's no longer, we don't have any real protection against government agents empowered to seize private property at will. An example. This has been going on for a long time for the war on drugs. Police agencies, under the guise of asset forfeiture laws, take property based on little more than the suspicion of criminal activity. I've said this repeatedly. You're guilty until you convict yourself and prove yourself innocent. You're no longer innocent until proven guilty. We're going to assume, and tough luck for you. In one case, police seized $53,000 from a manager of a Christian rock band that was touring and raising money for an orphanage in Thailand. And despite finding not one iota of evidence of wrongdoing, police kept the money. Homeowners are losing their homes over non-payment of taxes for as little as $400. Municipal bills such as water or sewer fees that amount to a fraction of what they have invested in their homes. It's being taken, sold off. You got the DEA, which has been searching train and airline passengers and pocketing their cash without ever charging them with a crime. Just by the mere thought, suspicion, that you've got all that money, you must be doing something very bad with it. We're all being taken advantage by the government of scoundrels, idiots, and cowards. American satirist H.L. Mencken calculated that Congress consists of one-third, more or less, scoundrels, two-thirds, more or less, of idiots, and three-thirds, more or less, of poltroons. By and large, Americans seem to agree. When you got the government representatives who spend a large chunk of their work hours just fundraising, being feted by lobbyists, shuffling through the lucrative revolving doors between public service and lobbying, and making themselves available to anyone with enough money to secure access to a congressional office, you're in the clutches of a corrupt oligarchy. Now, mind you, these same elected officials rarely read the legislation they're enacting, nor do they seem capable of enacting much legislation that actually helps rather than hinders the plight of the American citizen. And again, I'll go back to federalism. Too much power, too much money, too much control over the rest of us. And they've demonstrated repeatedly they don't understand it. Just throw some money at it. That'll fix the problem. Take a look at our inner cities today, folks. Billions and trillions of dollars thrown into the rat hole of cultural demise. We're being locked up by a government of greedy jailers. We've become a carceral state, spending three times more on our prisons than our schools and imprisoning close to one quarter of the world's prisoners. Yeah, it's really working. The war on drugs, yeah, helping people. The welfare state, yeah, it's all working just fine. Nothing wrong here. Move along. Despite the fact that crime is an all-time low and the U.S. makes up only 5% of the world's population, the rise of overcriminalization and profit-driven private prisons provides even greater incentives for locking up American citizens for such nonviolent crimes as having an overgrown lawn. As the Boston Review points out, America's contemporary system of policing, courts, imprisonment, and parole makes money through asset forfeiture, lucrative public contracts from private service providers, and by directly extracting revenue and unpaid labor from populations of color and the poor in states and municipalities throughout the country. The criminal justice system defrays costs by forcing prisoners and their families to pay for punishment. It also allows private service providers to charge outrageous fees for everyday needs such as telephone calls. You know, this isn't talked about too much, but if you're incarcerated in a county jail, try making a phone call. There's private contractors out there that are making an absolute mint off the people that 9 times out of 10 are indigent to begin with. Think about that. You know, I just saw an article today in KXAN. TV station down there. Well, they're looking at the contract, you know, for the phone calls. You know, they should be cheaper. Why is it a profit center for everything revolving around anybody that gets government funds? Why? I'm sorry, doesn't the phone company make money off of the calls that are going to and fro of the prisons and the jails? Of course they do. But that's not good enough. Got to have all the greedy fingers in there taking advantage of a situation, as I said, probably indigent people. They have no power to fight back, do they? It's amazing. The absolute frickin' greed. Lucrative public contracts from private service providers. It also allows these service providers to charge outrageous fees, like I said, for the telephone calls. As a result, people facing even minor criminal charges can easily find themselves trapped in a self-perpetrating cycle of debt, criminalization, and incarceration. We're being spied on by the government of peeping toms. The government is watching everything. And I'm not joking about this. And I'm everything that you do, reading everything you write, listening to everything you say, and monitoring everything you spend. Omnipresent surveillance is paving the way for government programs that profile citizens, document their behavior, and attempt to predict what they might do in the future. Whether it's what they might buy, what politician they might support, or what kinds of crimes they might commit. And the impact of this far-reaching surveillance, according to Psychology Today, is reduced trust, increased conformity, and even diminished civic participation. Hmm. As technology analyst Jillian C. York concludes, mass surveillance without due process, whether undertaken by the government of Bahrain, Russia, or the U.S., or anywhere in between, threatens to stifle and smother the dissent, leaving in its wake a population cowered by fear. Aren't you tired of being afraid? Can't you supplant your fear with a little righteous anger and indignation? Letting your voice raise so even the deaf in Washington and your state capital can hear? Aren't you tired?
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Ravaged by a government of ruffians, rapists, and killers. It's not just the police shootings of unarmed citizens that are worrisome. It's the SWAT team raids gone wrong. They're all leaving innocent citizens wounded, children terrorized, family pets dead. At the very least, a dead pet. Could be your spouse. Could be your children. It's the roadside strip searches, and in some cases, cavity searches of men and women alike carried out in full view of the public in pursuit of drugs that are never found. It's the potentially lethal and unwarranted use of so-called non-lethal weapons such as tasers on children for mouthing off to a police officer, for trying to run the principal's, for trying to run to the principal's office. Literally, I've seen videos. Kids are scared to death of these cops and they're trying to get to the principal's office and they get tased for it. We're being forced to surrender our freedoms and those of our children to a government of extortionists, money launderers, and professional pirates. The American people have been repeatedly sold a bill of goods of how the government needs more money, more expansive power, more secrecy, secret courts, secret budgets, secret military campaigns, secret surveillance, in order to keep us safe. Under the guise of fighting its war on terror, drugs, and now domestic extremism. The government has spent billions, folks, billions. Of taxpayers' dollars on endless wars that have not ended terrorism but merely sown the seeds of blowback. Surveillance programs have caught few terrorists while subjecting all Americans to a surveillance society and military police that have done little to decrease crime while turning communities into war zones. And not surprisingly, the primary ones to benefit from these government exercises in legal money laundering have been the corporations and the lobbyists and the politicians who inflict them on a trusting public. Whatever else it may be, a danger, a menace, a threat, the U.S. government is certainly no friend to freedom. To our detriment, the criminal class that Mark Twain mockingly referred to as Congress has since expanded to include every government agency that feeds off the carcass of our once constitutional republic. And in fact, there's a very good reason why you don't hear much in the way of specifics about the government tyranny from politicians. It's because they can't afford to upset the apple cart. We've met the enemy and it's them. We know this. So no matter which party wins the White House, controls Congress, or appoints future Supreme Court justices, rest assured that the menace of the shadow government, the permanent unelected bureaucracy that operates beyond the reach of the constitutions, the courts, and the citizenry, will continue uninterrupted. And we got our backs, literally, up against that proverbial wall. A little bit more on this in the second hour when we get back. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll take your phone calls. I got a lot of stuff to go through here. A lot of stuff is still going on every single day, ladies and gentlemen. And for every tick of that clock, we come closer and closer to an absolute lockdown, militarized police state that there's not going to be any coming back from. Why? Because there's all the control and all the guns are going to be in the hands of all the idiots and the criminals. That's why. And are they getting ready for a throwdown, a fight? I think they are. Why the hell do you think they're arming their own agencies? I mean, Smithsonian employees, really?
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.